You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. Taking you up to 5:35, Nats baseball comes your way at that point. We got a lot to get to. 15 days away from the start of the regular season for the Washington Commanders. We just saw the preseason finale wrap up. And Washington going to go into the regular season with an 0-3 preseason record. And I'll be real here. If there are folks out there that are questioning whether or not Washington is ready for the regular season opener against the New York Giants, if you're questioning how ready they are, I think you got a good point. We'll cover it all over the next couple hours. So you can call us at 1-800-636-1067. Initially, though, I want to say this. Based off of, and we'll get into the game thoughts here in a second here. We'll go do a little Grant and Danny bite here. As we'll go game balls and gassers coming up. I hear in this 3 o'clock hour, paying homage to our afternoon drive show here on The Fan to show you who played well and who didn't in terms of this preseason finale. But opening thoughts here, I don't even want to talk about the game yet. Because you know what's the most important thing that I was looking for today? Was Terry McLaurin going to be in attendance? Not only was Terry McLaurin in the building in a red sweatsuit, hoodie up. He was with his teammates. He was in a prayer circle pregame with his teammates. Crossing our fingers, it feels like slowly but surely that saga is coming to an end. I know we've had, you know, a lot of mixed thoughts, a lot of mixed reviews on how this thing would play out. But I will say this, seeing Terry McLaurin out there this afternoon made me feel great. Because let's be real here. And I've been saying this over the last couple of days. This, whether it's fair or not, it feels like this Terry McLaurin situation has kind of put a dark cloud over this offseason, over this team right now. And Monday night was kind of like the first sign of the sun peeking through, right? It's like we've been in thunderstorms and a torrential downpour for the past 3-4 weeks now? Mm-hmm. Monday night felt like the sun was starting to peek out. Today, with Terry McLaurin and the other revelations that we had pregame, which we'll get to here in a second, it feels like the sun may be fully out here for the Washington Commanders.
this saga's gone on so long that people are analyzing every little thing that's happening. I've seen tweets today of just him walk around the field saying, I don't know, he's walking kind of slow and weird. Like, it seems like he's really unhappy. I can just tell because his hands are in his pockets. Like, everyone is making way too big a deal of, like, every mannerism he provides.
All that matters is he was there today. That's all I care about. You gave him an excused absence on Monday night. I thought he would be here today. Felt like the excused absence Monday night, the more and more we think about it, could have been a situation where they didn't want him hijacking the broadcast, basically. Because you know what Lisa Salters and ESPN would have done. He would have been, you know, on camera and captured the entirety of his time on the sideline. Rubber's got to meet the road at some point. They're going to have tomorrow off, Monday off, Tuesday off, cut down day, and then Wednesday, I believe they're back out on the practice field. So you may see a Wednesday, Thursday practice, and then off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday for Labor Day, and then back on the practice field Tuesday, getting ready for the New York Giants. If Terry McLaurin isn't on the practice field on Tuesday, then I'll begin to have some questions. But right now, all signs, I can't believe I'm saying this, all signs point towards him being there for the season opener. Pre-game was more eventful than the game, if we're being honest, in terms of the revelations and things that we had. Terry McLaurin being out there with his teammates was a huge sign. And then the workout that wide receiver Noah Brown was able to get in pregame, I thought was huge. It seems like the arrow was trending up for him in terms of his availability for the regular season opener. So I think for as awful as they looked at times in camp offensively, you're getting some of the cavalry back here as we get geared up for the start of the regular season. And I think, honestly, that is the most important thing here. Because, like I said, say what you want about, you know, the way the offseason is gone, the way training camp looked. Monday night against Cincy, you kind of got a little glimpse as to how potent they can be running the football. And that was without a couple of starters up front along their offensive line. And then, you know, throughout training camp practices, there have been days where guys have flashed. We talked about the Deebo Samuel to Jaden, the Jaden Daniels to Deebo Samuel connection being, you know, on full display and looking like it's in midseason form. But here's the thing, and why it's so important for me that, one, Terry McLaurin is there first and foremost for the season opener against New York. And then two, when you have Noah Brown available as well, it then frees up Deebo Samuel, right, to do some of the other stuff. Because throughout all the training camp, the one thing that's kind of stood out to me is it feels like I haven't seen, and this is a good thing, in training camp, it feels like Debo's impact as a traditional wide receiver, like that's where his impact has been felt the most, right? We're not seeing a whole bunch of the jet sweep stuff and him lining up as a running back. In camp, he's been doing the most of his dirt as a traditional wide receiver. When you get Terry and Noah back, though, and then the emergence of Jalen Lane as a legitimate option as a wide receiver, it then frees up Deebo Samuel to be able to do some of the other things. So I say all that to say this. This offense, as we begin to creep closer towards the start of the regular season, I'm pretty excited about what they can be, especially if you consider the emergence of Jalen Lane here. That in combination with the health of Noah Brown and then the availability of Terry McLaurin, you know, I think Deebo Samuel is going to be able to be used like a traditional Swiss Army knife here and let him get handoffs and screens and things of that nature. On the defensive side of the football, we'll talk about this as we roll throughout the game. I don't know. Didn't like the way that first unit looked on that first drive and then that second drive. You saw a lot of guys out there today that are going to be playing in a primary backup role that struggled a little bit, right? Jordan McGee, I thought, struggled quite a bit, right? Cleveland Farrell, Jalen Holmes setting the edge, I thought, struggled quite a bit. We'll get to game balls and gassers coming up, but my initial thoughts here, run defense was a little bit of a struggle for me. And as we get closer to the regular season, we all know, to me, the number one thing that is going to determine success or failure for this team in 2025 is how good are you stopping the run? How good are you stopping the run? Because I've said it all offseason, if you've been listening, ever since the schedule came out, you'll find out right away how much better you are stopping the run. You've got Cam Scadaboo and Tyrone Tracy in week number one. You've got Josh Jacobs in week two on a short week. You've got Ashton Jeanty in week three. You've got Bijan Robinson in week number 4. You've got Omarion Hampton in week number 5. I mean, those are some of the best running backs in the National Football League. So you're going to find out right away if you're better stopping the run. But early on this afternoon, I was a little bit puzzled at the struggles that this team had running the football. I will say this, though, in terms of what Baltimore showed you. First of all, running the football is in Baltimore's DNA. They're going to do it with 2 tight ends, 3 tight ends. You saw them use a fullback. The one thing that is interesting to me, and I don't even want to say that it's interesting, the one thing that stood out to me was just that, right? They're multiple with their run scheme. The Ravens run the football. It's been like this for years. And in practice, right, and you're not game planning for a 3rd and final preseason game, in practice, Commanders don't run with a fullback. So when you go out in a preseason game and there's a fullback there, your run fits change. Everything's different. You did not game plan for this. So while I have, you know, some concerns about what we saw today defensively, I think the fact that there is no game plan that's been installed for today, like, that's the thing that stands out the most to me. So I give them a little bit of a pass for the way the run defense looked. But I don't know, man. If you're out there and you have doubts and you have reservations, I hear you. 110%. But my overall premise, though, here to open things up, I think pregame was a lot more eventful than I anticipated it being. And the fact that Noah Brown looked good, man, Nikki Javala of The Athletic posted it on her X account. I quote tweeted it. It's at NELL_BTP if you want to check that out. Noah Brown looked good. Noah Brown looked good, honestly. And if he's going to be ready for the opener and you're going to have Terry McLaurin available, you know, this offense has the chance to hit the ground running. The scary part about this is, like, they can be better than what they were last year. They should be better than what they were last year on the offensive side of the football. So I know it's taken a while to kind of just – I know it's taken a while to, you know, Molly Tahir. See, I'm getting tweets in early. Yes, Molly, I did say those are some of the best running backs in the league. Josh Jacobs, Bijan Robinson, Ashton Gentry was a damn top 10 pick. The hell are you talking about? So, yes, I double down on my thought with that. They'll find out right away whether or not they're going to be able to stop the run. 100%. Josh Jacobs, Bijan Robinson, Ashton Gentry, Omarion Hampton. So you're going to find out right away. Today, if there was one thing that I'm going to nitpick at from today, it was the run defense. And like I continue to say here, if you were really watching this thing, and you know the way the Baltimore Ravens get down, right? It's 2 and 3 tight ends. They're running with a fullback. And it's not something that this defense has seen during practice. Washington doesn't use a fullback. So you don't get to see that. Anybody out there that's played football on the defensive side, you understand how different it is when you've got to account for a fullback, when you've got to account for a 2nd and a 3rd tight end, unbalanced lines and things like that. So I'll give them a little bit of a pass for that, but the thing that stood out to me defensively that I really didn't like, specifically with the run defense, I thought the interior defensive line had their moments when they flashed. Eddie Goldman, Shelton Day, Jazan Newton, Carl Davis. And we'll get to my 53-man roster projection, top of the 4 o'clock hour. But like those guys I thought were okay throughout the game. The real issue, right? The real issue that I had, wow, I didn't even realize this. So I put out a 53. Oh, Senna is there. Ben Ertz Bates. Road Chaser tweets at me and says, adds up to 25 on offense. Add Senna. Senna's there. But, yeah, back to what I was saying. Jumping all over the place here. Thought the interior D-line played well. The run fits, though, from the linebackers, troublesome, right? Kane Medrano, Jordan McGee. I'm going to call a spade a spade. It was not very good today. The edge rushers, in terms of setting the edge, when playing the run, wasn't very good. Jalen Holmes struggled to set the edge. Cleveland Farrell struggled to set the edge. And that is something that's got to get cleaned up going into the regular season. And here's the thing and why I'm like, oh, gosh. I mean, Cleveland Farrell, I think he's going to make this 53-man roster. I've got him on my 53. He is going to be a guy that plays snaps for you defensively. How much he plays is obviously the question here. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll go to the phones. Who stood out for you today in today's Washington Commanders preseason finale? We'll pay A little bit of homage to Grant and Danny coming up next. We'll go game balls and guessers next there on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_PTP. Tapped into the youngest of Charles and O. Willingham. We'll take you up to 5:35. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. Fellas had the vibes rolling last night up in Philadelphia. Talking about the old Curly W's. We'll talk about them a little bit before we get out of here. Right now, though, want to pay homage to the Afternoon Drive Show here on 106.7 The Fan. Grant and Danny, which you can hear Monday through Friday, 2 to 6:30. One thing they like to do each and every Monday, day after the game, is give out some game balls and some gassers. So we'll start with that. Who stood out for the right reasons? Who stood out for the wrong reasons? Let's get a game ball here. My first game ball I'm handing out today goes to Brandon Coleman, someone that I did not even expect to play. I didn't even expect him to play this afternoon. And the way that he played, I thought, you know, it was awesome. Limited work. I think he only played the first series, but you saw the first run of this football game. Does a nice job clearing out space for Chris Rodriguez, and it was a big-time run, and that was kind of all she wrote. He is someone that I think has really Pro Bowl potential at the guard spot. Seeing him there this afternoon was awesome to see. Saw from some tweets online that the coaching staff you know, gave him the opportunity to decide whether or not he wanted to play or not today as he's working his way back from injury. And Brandon Coleman said, hell yeah, sign me up. And he went out there and played well in his limited action. Go from one game ball to now a guesser. And I hate saying this because I think this young man's got some potential. Cade Medrano, the young linebacker out of UCLA, didn't think he played with a whole lot of sense of urgency today. Didn't see him fly downhill and play with his hair on fire. Here's the thing with Cade Medrano. Swiss Army knife for this defense. I think he's got the ability, you know, to be a contributor at some point this year, but I don't know if he's ready for that right now. We talked about the run fits being an issue for Washington. Felt like him and, you know, Jordan McGee, for that matter, just weren't getting downhill with a whole lot of urgency, and it kind of stood out when the Ravens were able to gash Washington in the run game. Cade Medrano last year at UCLA struggled with tackles. That was something that, you know, he had some issues with, bringing ball carriers to the ground. Today it just felt like there was a timidness that he played with. He didn't feel like he was getting downhill and playing with a sense of urgency. We go from a gasser to a game ball. This guy, I think, has maybe earned himself a spot on this 53-man roster. It just depends on whether or not they feel they can get him on the practice squad or not. Sheldon Day played like a man possessed today. Loved him on the interior. You feel his juice and energy getting upfield as a pass rusher. He is a smaller interior defensive lineman, so you wonder how well he's going to be able to play the run. But maybe it could be to his advantage when you talk about how low his center of gravity is. You don't have to worry about pad level and leverage with a guy like Sheldon Day. I thought he was awesome, though, today. Shooting gaps, getting upfield, putting pressure on the quarterback. He is someone that definitely stood out for me. We go from a game ball now to a gasser. And this is tough for me because I think this young man down the line may be a contributor for this team, but I don't know if he's ready for it right now. And he's a guy that I was super high on coming out of training camp, or going into training camp, rather. That is Jalen Holmes at the defensive end spot. Several times this afternoon, we saw runs, you know, break contain. You know, a couple of times it was to his side. I think if you were to build a defensive end in a lab, he would have the measurables and body type of Jalen Holmes. Just didn't play that way today. Wasn't strong at the point of attack, setting the edge. Didn't feel him in terms of pass rush juice. Will he make this final 53? I'm not sure. If he doesn't make the final 53, it feels like he's a guy that they'll be able to stash on the practice squad. But Jalen Holmes today, unimpressive. We'll go from a gasser to a game ball. Unsung hero alert. Narelle Pollard. Saw him in the second half. No, as Coach Tapp likes to call him. He's a guy that, number 64, if you don't know who I'm talking about, penetrated, got upfield. There was a sequence in that second half where he makes three standout plays in a row just from firing off the ball quickly and having violent hands. I don't know. Probably doesn't make the 53. But he's a guy that definitely, you know, could get stashed onto this team's practice squad. And you know, in his limited, you know, action that we saw from him today, I thought he was pretty damn good. We go from a game ball to a gasser. The biggest gasser of them all, probably. Sam Hartman. Come on, guy. I mean, just doesn't look like an NFL quarterback at this point. I understand, you know, what some people feel. You know, he had the offseason shoulder surgery. Maybe it's just taking him a little bit longer to get back up to speed. I know there was a battle for the QB3 spot here in Washington. Sam Hartman did not challenge Josh Johnson at all this summer. The big question is going to come down to, you know, do they keep three quarterbacks on the 53 going into the regular season? Last year, that was the case, right? It was Jayden Daniels, it was Marcus Mariota, and it was Jeff Driscoll. So I think that's how they're going to play it. It's not like Josh Johnson was super inspiring today either, so we'll see where they go from here. We go from a gasser to a game ball. Ali Cajo. Woof. We'll talk about a UCLA. If I would have told you a UCLA linebacker came and was laying the wood today, you'd think it was Cade Medrano? Uh-uh. Ali Cajo. Second straight week that this cat has flashed. Really the third straight week that this cat has flashed. Plays with a reckless abandon at the linebacker position, gets downhill, fills gaps with bad intentions, doesn't two-step on his way to the hole. He knows one play speed, and that is balls to the wall. Love what I saw from him today. I don't know how many tackles he ended up having. I know Chick and B. Mitch were highlighting him on the broadcast. He was awesome. Now, here's the thing when it comes down to the 53-man roster. I think you'll have an easier job stashing Ali Cajo onto the practice squad rather than Kane Madrano. So some folks out there may tell you, yeah, I thought Ali was better than Kane throughout the preseason. That may be the case. One guy will be easier to sneak onto the practice squad than others, and I think for Washington, you're probably going to have to keep Kane on your final 53. And he plays special teams, so he'll give you something there. For Ali Cajo, though, if there's some attrition at the linebacker spot and you've got to call him up on a game day, I have no qualms about it. I know this. He may not be in the right spot all the time, but if he's going to make a mistake, he's going to be at 100 miles an hour. I love what I saw from this kid. He is someone, to me, you know, that really can make an impact for this Washington Commanders football team. So we go from a game ball to another gasser. And the more and more we begin to give out the gassers, the more and more you realize, man, it's kind of tough to give out gassers here in this situation. I told you Jalen Holmes earlier. I thought Cleveland Farrell also struggled setting the edge in this football game. A couple of runs that he let get outside of him. There was one run where it was Cleveland not setting the edge. And it was Cleveland not setting the edge, and definitely the corner didn't set the edge either. That's the other thing when we talk about setting the edge. It's not just the responsibility of the defensive end. I think all your guys on the perimeter have a responsibility in that. But, you know, Cleveland Farrell today just felt like he struggled. Didn't really feel his presence as a pass rusher either. But we'll see if he makes this 53-man roster or not. A little sneak peek preview for you. I do have Cleveland Farrell on this 53-man roster. So for what that's worth, we'll see if he actually makes it or not. Go from another gasser to a game ball. The game balls feel like they're easy to give out here this afternoon. Colson Yankoff making a big-time play. I don't have him on my final 53-man roster. I think Washington's only going to, you know, carry three tight ends here, and I think he is a guy that they can sneak onto their practice squad and call him up and elevate him on game days if they feel like it is necessary. But he had a 52-yard catch and run earlier this afternoon where he bounces off of a defender. We've seen him do a pretty decent job in the run game as a blocker. I know he is a developmental guy that they have a ton of faith in. Did he do enough to make this 53 is going to be the big question. I say no here initially, but who knows? Game balls and gassers here on 106.7 The Fan. Paying a little homage to our pals Grant and Danny who do this after each and every game day. Game balls given out to those who perform the best. Gassers to those that need a little bit of work. We'll take your calls on your game balls and gassers coming up at 1-800-636-1067. Your call's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
.636-1067 is the number. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 5:30 Nats baseball. And to come your way at that point, you can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. Get to some more game balls and gassers as we roll towards 4 o'clock here on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 4 o'clock, my 53-man roster projection, plus a couple of guys that I think are locks to make this Commanders practice squad. It is a 53-man roster, but the best way to look at it is a 70-man roster now that you got 17 guys that you can place on the practice squad. Also, in the 4 o'clock hour, I'll give you some of my biggest reasons for optimism for 2025, and then we'll give you the biggest question mark facing this football team as well as we get geared up for the regular season, just 15 days away from the season opener against the New York Giants. Football is back. Can't wait for it. Throughout this preseason, I definitely think that, you know, it's kind of been, I've looked at this offseason, I guess, in phases, right? Felt like doomsday for a while when Terry McLaurin was not around, not showing face. You had some attrition at a couple of different spots. Brandon Coleman went down. You were shuffling along your offensive line. But as I said to start the show, if there was a dark cloud over this offseason, based off of the Terry McLaurin stuff, it's starting to feel like the sun's peeking out a little bit now, right? McLaurin in a prayer circle earlier this afternoon with his teammates. Noah Brown on the field warming up, looking good. All 15 days away. All 15 days from the opener, right? Like, that's, you want to hit your peak at the right time. You want to look your best at the right time. And you hope for Washington is that they're able to, you know, get a couple of good practices in before they take on the Giants in week number one. I've been saying it for a while now. I think it's going to be a rock fight in week one. I think the Giants are a really good defense. I think these two teams know each other really well. It's going to come down to, you know, who doesn't turn the football over. But as we continue to look ahead towards the season opener, one thing is abundantly clear. This is going to be a better football team than it was last year. I continue to feel that way. I've got a lot of confidence in the quarterback. I have a lot of confidence in the supporting cast. If they're all out there and available, and I know, fingers crossed, that is a big if right now, but Noah Brown got a really good workout in pregame. Brandon Coleman played in this football game and played well. But now the missing piece right now on offense is Terry McLaurin, and the impact that having McLaurin out there, I mean, it really opens up everything for everyone, right? Noah Brown becomes your number two instead of your number one. With the emergence of Jalen Lane, maybe you can move Deebo Samuel around and use him as more of a gadget guy. Because like I've been reporting on all camp, I mean, he has really stood out as a traditional wide receiver, lining up in the slot, lining up on the outside. The rapport that he's been able to build with Jaden Daniels has been awesome. Your calls, though, at 1-800-636-1067. Clarence is in Suitland wanting to chime in. What's going on, Clarence?
Hello?
What's going on, Clarence?
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm a first-time caller.
Good, man.
I actually got to go to the game with my wife, my lovely wife, Latrice. And it just seems like Dan Quinn doesn't really, really take a lot of stock in the preseason. Walking back to the car, I'm walking with Baltimore Ravens fans, and they say it's the same old Commanders. Same old Commanders. We get to beat y'all whenever we want. It doesn't matter what time it is, where we line up, that we are always going to win. And it, to me, as a lifelong fan, it sucks. And I just wanted to put that out there.
I just wanted someone
to hear me say that.
You're upset about the way they looked in the preseason finale?
Yeah, period. Overall, the entire preseason.
Well, I think what you said is true, though. They don't take a whole lot of stock in the preseason because they get after it on the practice field and training camp. So, like, the preseason becomes a little less important when you're seeing it out there every day. The preseason is one day out of the week. You're seeing three and four practices in a row for certain guys. So I understand people that have doubts and reservations about what you're seeing, but, you know, for the most part, I thought you saw a lot of good stuff throughout the preseason. But, yeah. Like, less than to be desired, certainly. I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for picking up my call. It was really, really, really cool.
For sure.
I think I actually know exactly what he was talking about. I think he was frustrated because it was Ravens fans that were giving him a hard time. And he said, like, his whole life, everyone, if you're a Commanders fan, Ravens fans that you know, because you know a lot of them around here, they always give you a hard time about how good they've been and how bad we were for so long. So I think that's the frustration he was kind of talking about there.
I mean,
because I get that. I feel that in a way. And I know it's the preseason. It doesn't matter. But I always love beating Baltimore. I don't care when it is.
I feel that. I just am like.
That's why I got hype when we ended their streak in the preseason. That was like our Super Bowl that year because we stunk.
I mean, I get it. It's still, to me, just the preseason. Not taking, you know, too much stock into it. I think it's going to be a team that wins a lot of football games next year. And hopefully, when it's all said and done and the rubber meets the road, I think they've got a real shot to be better than what they were in 2024, a season that got all of us back on board with a burgundy and gold. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What stood out to you from today's preseason finale for the Washington Commanders? Scott is in Silver Spring. Wanted to chime in. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother?
Too much. I'm not too worried about the preseason. I mean, we haven't looked good. Of course, we haven't. But I don't think we're running anything offensively for sure and defensively as to what we're going to be running. We're not game planning. We're not doing anything. I think they're just looking. Everything's real vanilla. And granted, this is getting Noah and Terry back. Our offense is going to look totally different. I think Cliff is a great offensive mind, and we'll be fine, man. We'll be fine. And I think Clarence should remind the Ravens fans that, yeah, they beat us last year, but, you know, we went a little further in the postseason than they did. And, you know, it's okay, man. It's preseason. I like you, the Giants scare me because it's a division game, and their defense is going to be really good.
Yeah.
But – I'm not worried. I'll get worried when it's time to get worried.
I agree.
Right now, I'll say Aaron Rodgers, relax.
I appreciate the call, Scott. 1-800-636-1067. Yeah, I don't think there's anything to be worried about here with this football team. It's going to be a long year. And look, they may come out starting slow. But I think once we get into, you know, the month of October, this team will find its groove and be playing, you know, good football. It is important to start fast, though. I understand that. There are folks out there that are, you know, worried about whether or not they'll start fast based on the way they looked in the preseason. I get that. But, like, overall, man, I think this offseason, training camp, preseason, wasn't perfect at all. It's never going to be perfect, right? Progression for a football team is not linear. Right? You don't just continue to just shoot upwards. It's just not how that works. You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. I think it's, you know, all about being ready for week one, September 7th against the New York Giants. 1-800-636-1067 is the number.
I remember, like, you can't buy too much stock into the preseason, but it does tell you some little things. You get a sense of maybe some things that might work out for your football team. Because you remember the 2020 season where they didn't have a preseason? That was the most blind we ever went into an NFL season. I remember that first game in 2020 against Philadelphia at home, no fans there. I had no clue what to expect from that game. And they went down 17-0 early, and they somehow came back and won. So, I don't know. You just kind of put in that perspective where you can just pick out maybe like little things But there's no reason to get worried about it, really.
Yeah, I can. I mean, I don't want to completely minimize it, but like, I care less about the way they looked in the preseason. If there's one thing that, you know, from today at least, that's making me raise my eyebrows a little bit is, you know, you saw that first drive of the game for Baltimore. You had guys out there that you expect, you know, to play some snaps for you during the regular season. Talking about a Jordan McGee and a Jalen Holmes and a Cleveland Farrell. The way they look stopping the run was a little bit disheartening. But outside of that, I don't think there's too much that you can take away from it. Clearly, this coaching staff doesn't put a huge emphasis on the preseason. We'll hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, a little bit later on in the show. Eager to, you know, see what he thinks about the play style and the way that they fought here this afternoon. But Washington falling to 0-3 in the preseason after losing to the Baltimore Ravens. We're taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. What stood out to you from today? And then how you feeling about the 2025 Washington Commanders now that we're getting ready for the regular season opener against the New York Giants coming up in 15 days? Do you think that they're ready to play some regular season football? Your call's next. One 800 636 1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in charge. I know Willingham will take you up to 5:30. That's baseball coming your way at that time. The Commanders officially putting the 2025 offseason in the books. Cut down day coming up on Tuesday. We are 15 days away from the regular season opener at home against the New York Giants. Santana Moss Day is Mr. 8-9 going to be put into the Commanders Ring of Fame. But before we get to that, a couple of housekeeping notes to get to. Coming up top of the 4 o'clock hour, I will get you my 53-man roster projection for your Washington Commanders and a couple of practice squad locks that I have as well. But right now we're taking your calls on some guys that stood out for you today, some guys that didn't stand out, or did stand out rather, for the wrong reason. And then your overall confidence level in this football team right now coming out of the preseason. They're 0-3 in the preseason. The record, to me, is not really what matters. But it does feel like there are a couple of question marks facing this group. We'll touch on those question marks in the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, though, your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Vic in Ackeek. What's up, Vic?
Hey, what's up, baby?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm all right. So our running back room stands out. We have a lot of talent in our backfield. I've said this since last year. He's gone already and all the rest of that. You remember me saying it, though, Lunel. You probably pull the tape back and say, Chris Rodriguez was a better running back than Brian Robinson. He has better vision, better explosion through the hole. We saw that today. But I also like rookie that got time and carries two Catherine Allen. He's also explosive. He's also can catch out the backfield. And stretch the field between the defensive line and behind the front seven. What I'm excited about, we can run the football. I couldn't say that last year.
Yeah.
We had the ability to run the football last year, but I never said we can run the football. We can run it when we want to run it. We proved that to the Bengals last week, when we just ran the ball.
Here's the thing, Vic, and I agree with you for the most part, but I will put the small caveat of, well, it is the Cincinnati Bengals, and they're without Trey Hendrickson. They were playing a rookie first-rounder in Shamar Stewart. So the traditional run game, while it looked decent against Cincy, you have a whole other test coming here week one when the Giants come to town, because they're not setting soft edges. They're flying upfield. It's going to be important, like you said, though, to get that run game going, because you got to stay ahead of the change. Vic, I appreciate you as always. One quick note on the running game. Something that you noticed Monday against Cincinnati, and I think, Vic, this is what Vic was trying to allude to. The one thing that stood out about Cincinnati is the success of the runs were cool, but I expected the success when you're going up against the Bengals defense. I think the schematic changes that we're seeing in the run game is what really excites me, really implementing more of this gap scheme to make stuff happen for them, right? You're seeing counter and trap and wham. Like, this is a group that's going to be versatile when running the football, because I think they can go to some zone stuff as well. But all in all, like, I described their running attack like this last year. What did I call it? Put it on a T-shirt, right? Exotic smash mouth football. For as good as the rushing numbers were last year, and they were a top five rushing offense in the NFL, a big reason of that, though, big reason of that is because Jayden Daniels is the best scrambling quarterback in the National Football League. Like, that's just what it is at this point. And I'll take it a step further. There's just no quarterback in the NFL that threatens the line of scrimmage as a traditional pocket passer more than Jayden Daniels does. He is always a threat to run. As you saw on Monday night against Cincy, his ability to navigate through traffic is something that is totally special. But the traditional running game does have to get going, man, to start this regular season. You want to be able to stay ahead of the chains, and you don't want to have to rely on Jayden Daniels. But definitely, as I've been saying all week, man, you don't want to – I know people were upset about the scramble and, oh, he should slide. Do you want him to get down? He knows how to protect himself. I think he showed that last year. And then you don't want to take away what I feel like is the thing that makes him the most dangerous, and that's his ability to carve you up with his legs. Last year, the Commanders third in terms of rushing yards per game at 154 yards per contest. They were fourth in terms of rush yards per play at 5 yards a pop. So this is a team that can run it. I think what they want to get better at next year is the explosive run category, and that coming from the running back position. You know, you saw Jayden Daniels have a lot of explosive runs last year. The running backs, though, didn't have as many. Pete is in Landover. Wants to chime in. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you what makes me nervous is our backup quarterbacks. I mean, Marcus Mariota last year looked good. Stepped in, Jayden Lund playing. Man, he could be a starting. But these, what we saw today, I feel bad for the guys that had the receivers out there running a route that had the ball end up behind them, that it could have, what might have been if the ball been in front of them, how good they would have looked. But I'm worried about our backup quarterbacks. So if I was going to cut things down, that's probably the first two I would start with.
It's an interesting call, Pete. I appreciate you as always. Look, Sam Hartman, if you're feeling a little uneasy about him, totally understand it. With Josh Johnson, like, he's been okay for the most part. I think they'll end up keeping three quarterbacks. They did it last year, right? If I'm not mistaken, right? It was Jayden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, and then Jeff Driscoll. So I think that Josh Johnson will make it. But I do, you know, understand if anyone's looking at, you know, the guys behind Jayden and Mariota going, wasn't very good. I mean, Sam Hartman, God bless him, struggled, man. Struggled all preseason. And the big thing with Hartman that I think the coaching staff can't live with, you can deal with some of the misses. You just can't turn the football over, man. And that's something that he's done far too often here throughout this postseason. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The Commanders' preseason slate in the books. Cutdown day coming up Tuesday. We're 15 days away from the season opener against the New York Giants. As we get geared up for the season opener, how you feeling about this 2025 Washington Commanders team? We'll take your calls on who stood out for you today as well in the preseason finale at 1-800-636-1067. Aaron is in Suitland, wants to check in. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, one of the concerns that I have is our defense in terms of, you know, the three preseason games. We've given up a lot of points. Also, I was pretty much against them getting rid of B-Rob because of his age, because he was still under contract. We only got a sixth rounder for him, but after seeing the running backs play, you know, this game here and the game prior, I see the way the blocking scheme is and how we need to hit the hole a lot faster. But I'm still concerned about the running backs because we don't know what we have. You know, we know Eckler, you know, has been dealing with the, you know, with concussions and all the other running backs. We don't know. Nicholson is 29 years old and so on and so forth. Luke McCaffrey, I don't think he did anything to hurt himself. The kid, I think it's 51, the other linebacker from UCLA, he must make this team some kind of way. And then Yankoff, I think he needs to make the team as well. They were very impressive to me. Madrano or whatever his name is, everything that they said about him in college, it applied to him now. I mean, he doesn't seem to play fast all the time. He missed tackles, missed assignments, and so on and so forth. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, Aaron, I appreciate you as always. Ali Cajo, definitely a guy that stood out. Really, last week against Cincy is when he really started to flash for me. He's had a good camp. The way that I describe him, man, there's just a sense of urgency that he plays the linebacker position with. And you know, the last caller brought up Kane Medrano. You know, unfortunately for Kane, like I just didn't see that sense of urgency from him that I saw from Ali Cajo. I think Kane will make this final 53. I don't think Cajo will, but I think he'll get onto the practice squad. But overall, if there's like one big thing, if I'm worried about one thing actually coming out of this third preseason game, the run fits on defense for guys that you know you're expected to play next year is one thing. But Matt Gay missing from 52. Like, the kickoffs were much better today. I will say that. Like, I don't know if someone got in his ear or what, but the kickoffs that he showed today were awesome, right? Everything it felt like was kicked inside of the 5-yard line. And, you know, he was really good in that area. But when you miss a 52-yard field goal, it's now his, what, second miss of the preseason. You begin to wonder, you know, how reliable he is going to be as we get geared up for the regular season. 1-800-636-1067. Mark is in Largo. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, Linnell? How you doing, bro?
Good.
You know what? To be honest with you, I wasn't impressed with anything today. I like the fact that Newton was out there in the ladder and stuff like that. I was pretty impressed with that. Luke McCaffrey, I love him. But if we got to think of things to say, then we have to be honest, okay? And what I mean by honest is this. The media, you've been honest. You're the only one that's been honest. And I give it to you, Linnell. You've been honest, okay? The media and Adam needs to look at this. Yes, I know you're friends with his father. I get it. But you can't be hard on Terry and what you're going to give him. You can't trade players that you didn't pick. You can't be hard. You can't cut players in the fifth round that didn't do well and then say, we're going to give Luke another year because he's a third-round pick. You got to start being honest with yourself, man. And here's the thing. I love Adam just like everybody else, but credibility is on the line right now. And what I mean by that is this. You can't be dishing out how you're going to be difficult on Terry. And your third-round pick from a year ago is having a very, very hard time. And if you're saying we're just going to put him on special teams when your fourth rounder for this year didn't even dress up because you know where he's at, Jalen Lane is so far ahead of Luke McCaffrey, it's not even funny.
I think you're
and
saying.
And that makes him
– Yeah.
But that makes Luke look bad.
It is what it is, Mark. I think I've already gave my stance on where I sit with Luke McCaffrey. It kind of is what it is to this point. When we come back, though, we'll go inside the film room a little bit. We'll put our GM hats on, and we'll give you a 53-man roster projection for the Washington Commanders. I'm reading our pal Nikki Javala's right now of The Athletic. Some glaring differences between my 53 and Nikki's 53. I'll give you my Commanders 53-man roster next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.